Aleishur Chelek Beis Kuf Pei Dalet, the second chapter, Liyos Adam, again, to be a mensch. I made a note for myself to look at the Chazon Ish Emunah Vitachon in his small booklet, Emunah Vitachon Perik Dalet, it's page 8 base. B'Ma'areches Adam, earlier in this Sefer, in the set of essays we described and discussed the concept of Adam, Amadnu al Achiyuv HaMutal al Kulan Liyos Adam, we ascertained the obligation that's incumbent upon everyone to be a mensch. הפסגם אומר שלפעמים אינם רואים מסייר מעצים. The aphorism tells us that sometimes we miss the forest for the trees. וכך קורה בעניין אדם. And this is what happens also in this context of discussing a mensch. שמרוב עניינוס בפרטים קטנים, במידות גבוהות, out of this idea of focusing constantly on small details, particulars in midos, איננו רואים את האדם בכללוי. We don't see the overall picture. We discuss this back then in Ma'areches HaAdam. That's the danger, that one loses sight of the overall concept of a mensch. אבל באמס אלו הוא מקשה אחת. The truth is that a human being is one whole. כמוי המנורה במקדש. Of course, that's where the term is taken. The Torah calls it mikshah, it's one piece of gold. The menorah in the mishkan. She'en la'aseisah perakim perakim. It is not permitted to make it in parts and then fuse them together. It is one solid piece of gold knocked into shape. The same thing for a human being. L'chein tzrich lisbor, it must be clear. Ki kol ha'ritzeh likanes la'avodah al midei sav. A person who is going to do avoida for particular midos, chayav b'techila l'ashlim tzuras adam shelo b'chilala. First, what he has to do is, in general, be a mensch. Before one's starting to tinker with individual midos. Bazen asuk be'ezras Hashem b'fechzeh, that's the topic of this chapter. And the truth is, a concept has been discussed before, a number of times. One should not, under any circumstances, skip the avoida described here, ukfi shenibayir, as we're going to explain. There are certain sections or borders, areas of avoidas adam, as follows. Yesh banu midos tovois, hatzerichos chizuk u'ashlama. Every individual has midos tovois, and in that area, one needs to strengthen or to complete, to perfect. But it's already midos tovois. Then, a little bit to the side of that, mekanenos banu netiyos dakois, within us the nest or fester, subtle tendencies, hamizgalos lanu rak ikvois limud musar, that we only discover as a result of learning musar, uvil adav lo inu omdim alein klal, without musar we would not bichlal be aware of these subtle tendencies. Then a little bit to the side, again another realm, nimtzois banu midos ra'ois, Hadorshes tikun, every individual, some midos that require improvement, aval einon boltois kol kach, they're not so prominent, achin mafrios dan rochim, that they bother us or others. It's midara, but it's under control. Then another realm, to the side of that, mi midos acherois anu sovlim kol kach, other midos that we have, we suffer so much from them, achin mafrios dan rochim, to the point where they separate us from others. They cause dissension, and friction, kegon hisparzuyes shel kas, like outbursts of anger, oy gaavam ufrezes, or just exaggerated arrogance, or ta'avapro, or some sort of desire, an appetite, which is really beyond. So these are the different realms that we're speaking about. Chizuk, for those things that require chizuk, hashlama, perfection, Tikkun midos ra'ois, and it has to repair bad midos and certain tendencies. All of those things, shayachim litchum ha'avoda pratis b'midos, ha'mitoerz b'marach hazoi. They all are relevant. All of them have to do with the individual work of certain midos, which is described in this set of essays. Because here we're talking about fairly subtle accomplishments. However, hachamidois agaseis ha'elu, the last ones we described, the coarse midois, shesovlim mein bimiyuchad, that a person really suffers from, einan shayachos l'tchum avodah pratis, they're not shaykh to our discussion at all in this set of essays. We're not talking about major repairs, major renovations. Ve'asur l'aleches b'midakei avodah musas. In fact, one should not apply the methods in this set of essays to these midos. Kilorek shelot azoloi, not only is that path not going to be useful, elahi afilu tazikloi, it might even cause harm. Lemashal, as an example. בפרקים הבאים יהיה לנו עסק במעשים קטנים ובעבודה איטית. In the coming chapters, we will see that we take very small steps. We take upon ourselves tiny adjustments, very slow and gradual improvement. Now, מה יעשה הכעסן הזה? If you're talking about somebody, again, who is very coarse issues over here, a person is really irascible, כדי להדביר את הספר של יוסף, what is this כעסן going to do in order to suppress his... outbursts. Hayom yitzak ki vehima gasa, uvo'id shevo yishtad litzok rak ki vehima daka. What are you going to tell him? That today you like a behima gasa, and in another week you should try and be just like a behima daka. It's not shaykh. That type of transformation is not what we're talking about over here. Achakach yishtad lo litpok ala shochon begorifav. We're saying that afterwards, when he becomes just like a behima daka, you should try not to bang his fists on the table. And after that, try to restrain his speech so it doesn't mamash embarrass and humiliate other people and curse them. Maybe such an approach can help. Don't call this avodah musaris. It's beyond, it's outside the realm of avodah musaris. Through this, is an expression from Chazal, right? Chayte niskar. That the person gets it, thinks he gets a benefit from the chait. Seems as if it's a baal musar, because he's doing avodah musaris. That will cause him even greater gaava. Through gaava, he will come to be even angrier. We're not talking about those gross transformations. What is this miskein to do with his anger? There's no choice over here. Don't think about avodah musaris. He has to go cold turkey. He has to stop being a monster. Just stop that. It's difficult for him. He's tried. He still hasn't managed. This person needs to know that he, who is so failing in this coarse midah, Eino Adam, he's not a mensch. That's what he has to know. He's not yet a mensch. He's a child. Mamash tinoka mutal ba'aritsa, like a child in a cot. Heim kosim, babies become angry. Keshem revim umeachrim eruchasam, when they're hungry and you know it's late, it's delayed rather, the meal is delayed. Or kesherotzim shimamti aliad mitasam, they want the mother to be by the bed, v'yishirosam levad, and the mother left them alone. V'mevugar ha-kasan hazeh, this person is just full of outbursts of anger. Nishar tinoik, he's remained a baby. Tinoik im zakan ufeyos u'mayil ha-ruchim. Maybe yeah, he has a beard and he has peyos and he has a coat. He's a baby. V'akas u'mashal, we're using kas as an example over here. It's not limited to that. It's a mashal midois ha-ruchim gassasar. It's the other coarse midois. Hatzad ha-shaveh b'chulan, the common denominator, שהפרוץ במידה גסה אינו אדם. Somebody who's פרוץ in some coarse way is not a mensch. ועיר פרזה, the pasuk from Eoyev, right? This wild donkey, because that's really a fitting description. בהכרח שאדם יבולד, he has to be reborn as a mensch. אדם חייב להיות אדם, a person has to be a mensch before it. And therefore this entire section of the Sefer is not relevant in בכלל. We're not talking about that. רבים מאיתנו, ואולי כולן, many of us, perhaps all of us, סבלים ממידס גסס. We suffer from these coarse midos. ואם היום איננו סובלים ממידה כזאת, maybe today not, בקלוס נוכל להגיע למצב החדשים. We can easily reach a new set of circumstances שבהם מסעוררס מידה גסה כזאת, in which such a midah will be stimulated. Something ממש coarse beyond what we're speaking about in this section of the Sefer. למשל, again, an example. מישהו נסמנה להיות מנהיג של איזה ציבור. So up to today, he was an ordinary member of the community, and therefore, the midah we're going to describe now never had a chance to express itself and manifest itself. But he's chosen to be a leader of some community, in whatever sense it is, some sort of leadership position. And then, umiyadi mikansol ha-tafkido, the moment he enters his new position, umaschil lechaves kavoid, there's a need for recognition. Kavoid. He needs to be... to receive it. And over time, this becomes so overpowering. Kol kach ad shechipus hakavod ochel kol chelek tov b'kibud. This desire for kavod just consumes every good part within him. U'me'abed tzuras adam shel. And the person loses his form of a mensch. That's an example. So, harei oy shenimtzes banu kvar midas kases. We're saying that either we have some really ugly midah, oy shebe'asid tis'orana banu, oy, it'll be stimulated in the future, as we gave in the example just now, through a change in circumstances. We have to pay attention, we have to be aware and to understand the idea of Tzuras Adam. This is in fact the first step in practical avodah. We have to become accustomed over a fairly lengthy period, lasim lev liyos adam, to pay attention as to whether we are a mensch, bichlal, before we go on. Lo niten lazeh etzes, we're not going to give advice over here, but lo natzeh lazeh ma'asim mesuyamim, we're not going to indicate particular exercises, because as we said, that's for specific individual subtle issues. That's like touching up. You've already, the craftsman's already made the utensil. Now you touched up here, a little bit of paint, whatever. That's what the rest of this book is about. Here we're talking about first achieve the basic utensil to be a mensch. And therefore we're not going to offer over here any practical advice. Aleinu lekabel musag mahi tzuras adam shelanu. First we have to have a clarity as to, you know, what we are like as a mensch. Ve'achakach afterwards, compare our behavior to the model of a mensch. And to see whether our behavior fits the model. Is it congruent? Now, how do we form this image, this ideal with which you compare our own behavior? How do we know what is a mensch? It's easy. Not difficult to achieve this. Because al achirim anu misbatim loipam ein ze ben adam. Because with others, we say about others, he's not a mensch. We say that quite often. Lefi eze kriterionim anu kovim. So what criteria do we use to determine that Yanim is not a mensch? Hevei omer, the answer is be'oifin pashut an yodim mi'u adam milo. We just know very easily, very simply, who's a mensch and who's not. We see certain actions that we see, and they tell us if this is a mensch or not. Kol adam nisei b'kirboi musag baruch ma'u adam. Because a person has within himself a clarity about what's a mensch, ulefi zehu dan achirim. And using these criteria, he judges others. Lachein ein lanu ela ladun es etzmenu b'diyuk b'oiso k'ne midah shebanu den machim. And therefore, as we said above, it's easy to achieve that goal of an image of what a mensch is. All we have to do is judge ourselves with precisely the same scale with which we judge others. V'sim lev, again, pay attention. Lo yimedubah kan atzuras adam gadol. We're not talking about the image and the ideal of a great man. Ela adam pashut kamoinu. Just to be a mensch on a simple level. Bifnim libeinu an yodim heitev. Inside our hearts we know very well. Ma matim le'adam u'ma lo. What is appropriate for an adam and what isn't. From experience, we know that this is the hardest step of the avodah. He says, from experience, we know that this is the most difficult step in the avodah. One cannot skip it. Each person has to have in his mind a clear sense of what is a mensch. He has to know that his behavior and his conduct have to be congruent with this model of what is a mensch. Even if half a year passes, without us succeeding in reaching clarity about this, one should not go forward, one should not proceed, we should not be lenient with ourselves. Again, before entering details and subtleties, which is what the rest of the Sefer is about, first and overall picture. One can't, again, tinker with something that's not a clear yet. כאשר עומד לפנינו ציור ברור מהו האדם שלנו, when we have a clarity, a clear image of what is a mensch, ואנו רואים שמידה אחת אינה מתאימה כלל לאדם, and we see that in one מידה, it's בכלל way off center, like the example of the angry person we saw before, אין לנו ברירה לכבוש עיסה מיד. There's no choice here, there's no advice and subtleties and exercises, one has to conquer it. בלי ויתורים ובלי it's תדקויות, without giving up and without excuses, without making excuses. ואין אינני יכול ואין קשה מדי. There's no such thing as I can't, it's difficult, כי על כן יש לאדם בחירה. Person has בחירה ואתו בהימה. We're not talking about behemoths over here, we're talking about human beings. Once again, to summarize, הפרוץ במידה גסה אין לו מה לחפש בעבודה מוסרית. A person is פרוץ in some מידה, something coarse, he has nothing to look, there's nothing relevant for him in עבודה מוסרית. העבודה הראשונה והשורשית, the first, the root עבודה is להיות אדם, to be a mensch. עד כאן.